Vineyardists, farmers, and ranchers in Sonoma County and across the state have been keeping a wary eye on the budget machinations in Sacramento, where the fate of a small but important to them tax break remains uncertain. It's a 46-year-old property tax deduction for agricultural lands known as the Williamson Act.
It was designed to help protect farmland and encourage people to continue in agriculture. The incentive was to tax the land based on productivity for the commitment to long-term farmland protection.
Lex McCorvey, executive director of the Sonoma County Farm Bureau, says that locally, that's been especially important to small sheep and dairy ranchers.
The majority of it is the local dairy farms and beef cattle ranches, the sheep ranches. Many of those are small farms. That tax consideration is really important to their survival in the industry.
My family is probably in agriculture because of the Williamson Act.
John Martin is a fourth-generation dairy rancher on 80 acres in the Two Rock Valley. He explains that the Williamson tax break represents the difference between keeping the family business going and doing something altogether different with their land.
If it was not to be in the Williamson Act, we might have 35% more of a property tax bill. And that could mean the difference between making enough money to survive on this year or not. When you have a $4 hundredweight swing in milk prices, that eats up that 35% in a hurry.
Altogether, there are about 2,000 acres in Sonoma County that have Williamson Act provisions in effect, says Bill Rousseau, the county's chief deputy tax assessor.
There was about $2.3 billion in value. But instead, because these properties were in Williamson Act, they were assessed at $996 million in value. So it's about a $1,300,000 difference.
Most of that is effectively written off as the price we collectively pay for keeping those ag lands working and in open space. But until recently, Rousseau explains, the state also repaid counties a small portion of those lost property taxes in what is called a subvention.
The counties have a property tax loss. If their market value of the property was $1 million and they're only being assessed at $200,000, there's $800,000 in value loss, about $8,000 in taxes. The state would backfill and give the counties a small amount as subvention to help pay for the cost of the program. We were getting $5 for prime land acreage and $1 for grazing land acreage. But we haven't got any money from the state for several years. When Schwarzenegger was governor, he took it out of the budget.
That would have been worth about $440,000 to Sonoma County last year had the state money continued. Governor Brown has deleted those funds from the budget again this year, but a countermeasure to restore 90% of the total is back under discussion in Sacramento this week. Without that money, it's up to individual counties to decide whether or not they want or can afford to continue the Williamson Act tax breaks on their own. I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB.